Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Also, Christmas is in 1 month from today, Steve Miggs.
Is it exactly 1 month?
Exactly 1 month.
Oh, yeah, today's the 25th.
What percentage of your Christmas shopping have you done?
I don't know. I just keep getting random emails saying that something was purchased that I always want to check with my wife, but I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is for Tatum, so I'm not going to bring it up. But I believe my wife has gotten all of the Christmas shopping done for our kid.
All of it?
I think so.
Holy, I need to outsource. I need a wife.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? For the low price of $19.99 a day, I'll let you have it. No, her birthday is also in December, so it's just like we have to start early, otherwise we will go broke.
Also,
and by
your...
we, I mean my wife has to start early, otherwise we will go broke.
Isn't it your anniversary, too?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So December is the most expensive month of your calendar year.
It's awful. We look... I mean, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Tell us how you really feel, Steve. It's really... We planned this so bad, Danny. It's the 13th is the birthday, the 18th is the anniversary, and it's the 15-year anniversary. So, I don't know. We probably have to spend more money than usual. Mm. And then the 25th is Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It is a beating.
I'm going to stop complaining.
Yeah, we start January broke.
Wow. Well, happy 1 month until Christmas, Steve, for you especially.
Have you gotten your Christmas shopping done?
I think I've bought Barrett like two things. So I'm like, I don't know, probably 15% done.
How are you and Brad when it comes to shopping? Like, because we're at the point now, it's like just buy something and pretend that I got it for you.
Yeah, that's pretty much how we are. It's because it's like if I want something, I'm just probably going to just go get it. I don't need to wait till Christmas for Brad to give it to me. I kind of want it now. So we're pretty simple these days.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I'm fingers crossed that my wife's going to get me the black Kraken jersey with Maddie Vernier's name and number on the back of it. Not that I've already purchased it in their hands.
God, I love it. You guys are on top of it. I'm impressed.
Happy Christmas.
Yes, and merry everything, Rockaholics. Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today, it's National Eat With a Friend Day.
Are we going to sushi?
I can't afford it. Did you not hear the last conversation we just had?
We can't go get the boat at Trapper's?
I don't have to twist my arm with a good time. I do have a credit card for a reason.
Yes.
Let's do it. Last night was Monday Night Football. The 49ers, it was not much of a game. The 49ers beat the Panthers 20-9. But the excitement happened when the game ended as 49ers receiver Jawan Jennings threw a punch at Panthers defensive back Trayvon Moehrig. Now, people are trying to figure out why he did that, and here's the announcers trying to figure it out.
That is Trayvon Moehrig who gets that shot to the face from Jawan Jennings before these two teams leave the field.
Yeah, obviously there's something that happened during the ball game or throughout the course of the game that...
Well, what happened was an emphasis on ball game because Jennings says that he was retaliating for a late game groin shot caught on camera. And yes, it exactly is what happened. I guess, you know, they got into a war of words about the game, and Trayvon Moehrig decided to punch Jennings in the berries.
Let's take a look and see if that's Juwan Jennings kind of doubled over, may have gotten a punch down low, we're told, took exception to it, and then at the end, he and Moehrig got into it.
Now, Jennings might face suspension for this because in the past, people who throw punches do get... But I feel like the other guy should also maybe face a suspension for punching him in the boys.
Tit for tat.
Or nut for nut.
There you go. The Raiders have fired offensive coordinator Chip Kelly after a 24-10 loss, 2-10 loss to the Browns. The team is now 2-9 and underscored their season-long offensive struggles. This was a big contract for the team, high expectations, but...
I think they paid him like $6 million.
It's
not like a discount they got on him.
No, not at all. So Pete Carroll has to make his second coordinator firing of the month, which is pretty wild.
It's a rough go in Vegas.
Yeah.
Have you heard the latest with our friend Geno Smith?
I did hear this.
Geno, who, you know, has told everybody if anything happens...
Blame it on me.
Well, apparently also blame it on him when he decides to flip off... The Raiders fans now.
Yikes.
Now, he flipped off the Seattle fans in the preseason, and the Raiders fans all thought that was hilarious. Now, all of a sudden, because Raiders fans are a little sick of Geno Smith.
Blame it on me.
Apparently, some of them got into it, although some think that maybe it was the Browns fans as well. Regardless, as he's running off the field, Geno's just flipping off the fans.
Oh.
And the team is not happy about that. They've issued an apology. They said we're disappointed in his actions and have discussed the incident with Geno.
Blame it on me.
We are. We hold Raider Nation in the highest regard, and we take this matter seriously. And there are also, it's considered conduct detrimental to the team, according to the NFL as well. So,
all right.
Not a good run for Geno, Pete, and the Raiders. This season.
No, it just I kind of feel bad for him just a little bit, just because, you know, they have a small piece of my heart.
I stopped feeling bad. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, no.
Blame it on me.
I don't care anymore. I did that before the season started. I'm like, I kind of want to see him do well. Now I just don't care.
Oh.
I'm happy that the Seahawks do not have him and have Mike McDonald and Sam Darnold as part of our team. Hey, as far as weather, 46 degrees, gonna be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel.
Blame it on me.
And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you know that just $25 puts a brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need? And it's estimated that more than 300,000 kids in the state of Washington are living in poverty. So that's why Coats for Kids is so important, Rockaholics. And we would love for you to step up and donate to help make a difference.
We are getting closer and closer to $5,000 raised. If we raise a couple $100, we'll be at $5,000. Thanks to Jenny Sands for donating $50. Allison Carisi donating $69.
Nice.
And Rachel Rowland donating $25. Coach for Kids.
You can go make a donation as well at KISW.com.
Blame it on me.
No, Gina.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There has been so much Thanksgiving food talk around these parts lately.
Yes.
And we ended up getting a text in this same lane that says, last week you guys had a voicemail from a guy that has pizza for Thanksgiving. My family can top that. We have a Snoopy Thanksgiving. We do the same feast as they do on the Peanuts Thanksgiving special.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner. All I can make is cold cereal and maybe toast.
That's right. I've seen you make toast. You can't butter it, but maybe we could help you.
Man, poor Charlie Brown. He's just constantly getting hazed by all the other characters.
It's really rough for him.
Poor guy can't butter toast.
Well, we ended up getting the texter to join us on the phone this morning. It's Jenny from Spanaway. Good morning, Jenny, and happy early Thanksgiving.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
So, in your text, you said you have a Snoopy Thanksgiving. You do the same feast. I might need to refresh me. I don't know if have you seen the Thanksgiving special, right?
Yes. It's been around forever.
Do you remember what's in the feast? I know toast, obviously. We just
toast,
heard that.
Toast, popcorn.
I remember popcorn. What else is there, Jenny?
Jelly beans, pretzels, ice cream sundaes. And it's like all on like these little like paper plates like they do in special too.
I tried to have like the picnic table outside. Do you have anyone like Peppermint Patty who's just a real pain in everyone's ass complaining about it?
Oh, yeah. I think everyone does.
You need that one pain in the ass. And it's always Peppermint Patty.
So, Jenny, out of curiosity, whose idea was this to start it in the first place?
Well, so like about 10 years ago, my husband and I, we were just so broke. Like, we were looking for, you know, pennies in the couch cushions level of broke. So things were tough. But, you know, we couldn't afford a turkey or anything special like that. But we could get, like, bread, popcorn, you know, dollar store jelly beans. And we kind of were joking that we were living like Charlie Brown. And then we just kind of leaned into it. We watched the special that night and gave our kids like a Snoopy style dinner, and they loved it and thought it was so fun and that it was the best Thanksgiving ever. And like, you know, we felt guilty because it's like, it's Thanksgiving, but they had like the best time. And aww. You know, and now it's been so many years and like we're doing so much better, but like our kids who are teenagers now, like they love it. It's like such a tradition. And you know, we still do it. We still do the jelly beans, the pretzels, the popcorn and all that. And they love it. And like, and you know, we still like go to someone else's house for like a real dinner, but that's how we always like start our holiday.
You know, it's funny you say that. Cause I'm just thinking, Tatum's going to be 6. So she's 5. And now if I said, hey, for Thanksgiving, do you want to just eat some popcorn and have some jelly beans? She would be all about it. So I could totally see how, I'm sure Barrett the same.
I know that when we do our Thanksgiving dinner, Barrett will eat like half of a dinner roll and that'll be it. But if we pitched this to him, he'd be all about it.
And honestly, like, what a cool story, like that, not the cool story about you guys hitting some tough times, but the fact that like even now that you guys are doing better, your kids and your family still want to do it. That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, and just, you know, making the best of something kind of tough, but it's turned into like a fun thing.
I think that's super special.
What would, do you like turkey more than popcorn or what do you, I'm just kidding.
I have trash taste, so I'm all for the snacks, you know, and I don't even like, turkey puts me to sleep anyway.
No. Okay, Jenny, then the million-dollar question. How do you feel about candied yams?
Oh, my God.
Candied yams. I love candied yams. See? I think it's so good.
Jenny, you don't have trash taste. You have excellent taste. These two that I work with, I don't know if you've been hearing our arguments, but Taryn and Danny, they both think candied yams is awful.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's so good. They're crazy. It's so good.
Why?
Would you rather jelly beans or candied yams?
You know what? Honestly, jelly beans.
Yes, jelly beans all the way. I'm going to Jenny's house for jelly beans.
Well, she's also going to have candied yams because she understands it. So that's actually, I love how we just have continued constantly arguing about these stupid candied yams.
Well, thank you, Jenny, very much for sharing all that with us. And happy Thanksgiving, my dear.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
It's funny how we're talking about her and her crazy Thanksgiving tradition. Somebody just texted in while we were talking about it. Says, I have Jenny beat. We have Dick's Deluxes for Thanksgiving. We get them the day before, and then we heat them up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I like that. I could be totally down with that.
All right, so pizza was what last week. Yeah. Then we've got the Peanuts menu for Thanksgiving or Dick's Deluxe. Which one are you going with?
Ooh, like I'm going to go Dick's Deluxe.
Yeah, I go pizza 100%.
I'm going to go candied yams.
Ew.
Just by themselves?
All the time.
Ew.
I'll put it on a Dick's burger.
Ugh.
No.
Okay, that actually does sound disgusting.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you have a holiday tradition, and we want to hear about it. 206-803-ROCK. What is your Thanksgiving tradition or holiday tradition?
What was that sound again?
The odder the tradition, the better for us. So call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will take those calls after Smashing Pumpkins. What is your Thanksgiving tradition or your holiday tradition? The odder, the better, and we want to hear all about it. So call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, someone on hold does something called Steaksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And I am excited to talk to them in just a moment. But first, we're going to catch up with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what is your Thanksgiving tradition?
So I do a barbecue dry rub spatchcock smoked turkey.
What the hell is that?
Tell me more.
So when you spatchcock a turkey, you can do it with a chicken too. You cut the backbone out with shears. And then you take the breastbone out and you lay the turkey flat. It flattens it completely out. And then it pretty much makes it boneless. So cutting it up is way easier. And it cooks in like 2.5 hours fully.
What time can we show up to your house on Thursday?
You can if you want. I'm cooking four of them today. Because I had two for my work event because I'm catering to the flight line that I work at, and I'm doing two for two other families today. And like I said, it is the tastiest, juiciest turkey you've ever had in your life.
Up until right now, I've never heard of it being done this way. This sounds amazing.
Look it up. It's the recipe's super easy, and it takes all of like 2 hours, and it's amazing.
Every time I look it up, it's sending me some weird links. I'm not sure if that's exactly.
Don't click on that.
Yeah, smash. What is it called? Smash.
Spatchcock.
Okay.
Oh, I typed in smash.
No.
I was like, wow. I was like, I'm not here to kink shame, but that's not the Thanksgiving I want to be at.
I mean, I kind of want to be there.
It sounds painful.
How do you feel about Steaksgiving? Because that's what David from Lake Stevens does for his Thanksgiving tradition. David, tell us about Steaksgiving.
Hey, so my parents divorced when I was a kid, real young. And so on the years that my dad had us for Thanksgiving, my mom, on that following weekend, we would do Steaksgiving where we'd cook up steaks.
Nice.
Well, now, as an adult, I with family of my own, we go to my wife's family for Thanksgiving. And so the following weekend, so this Saturday, we're going to my mom's for Steaksgiving. And so we basically get two Thanksgivings each year. Just one has prime rib and the other one has turkey.
I feel like Steaksgiving sounds way better. Are the sides the same?
Yeah, typically. But so we do candy yams twice a year.
Let's go.
I was real excited about Steaksgiving, and then you lost me at the yams, David. 206-803-ROCK. Kendall, you're in Marysville this morning. What is your Thanksgiving tradition?
Hi, guys. Growing up, I have a huge family. My dad has 7 siblings, so, like, getting together with the cousins and stuff was crazy. But my Aunt Susan, she's a professional musician. She, like, ran the Storybook Theater for, like, 20 years and wrote and composed and performed all the music. So after every Thanksgiving and, like, big family event, we'd all go up to her piano room in Kirkland, and she'd play, like, contemporary songs, and we'd all, like, sing as a family.
That's fun.
Yeah.
What is, like, the big songs that you guys like to perform together?
Well, one we always had to play was Angel by Sarah McLachlan. My two aunts performed it at my grandma's funeral.
Aww.
Yeah, so we always have to play that.
Why, though? That sounds very depressing.
Well, it's not. But just everything, like John Lennon songs, a lot of Alicia Keys. Like, that was the first album I ever bought as a kid, was Songs in A Minor by Alicia Keys. And just, like, what's that?
I said that's better. I don't want to hear the sad dog song.
Okay, yeah. And so it's just, and then it's exciting because now my boys, they're my 10-year-old, I bought him $1,000 used Fender electric guitar, and
nice.
He plays that. And my youngest, he's 7. We just got our own, like, stand-up piano in our house, so I'm gonna, like, try and keep the tradition alive because she sold her house and moved to downtown Seattle, and so she doesn't have, like, big family gatherings anymore. So I'm gonna, like, try and, like, push to keep that going. So, yeah, I just think it's, like, something really cool.
It's very cool. Just keep your kids away from the Sarah McLachlan song.
206-803-ROCK. Cody in Bremerton, what is your Thanksgiving tradition?
I've got to be two of them. Two traditions that have to happen every Thanksgiving. One has to be football with the whole entire crew. Whole family Thanksgiving football.
The turkey bowl.
It has to happen. One day out of the year, I feel like a 2000s, early 2000s quarterback. I can bust out my arm and then maybe get injured halfway through the thing and feel good about myself.
So, Cody, this year when you play, make sure you pull a Geno Smith and flip the family off after you're done playing.
Oh, yeah, I was game planning to be more like Jay Cutler this year. I don't know. I just wanted to go out there and sling it. There's just something about it.
Do it.
And then the second tradition that has to happen is the cousins walk. All the cousins got to get together and go for the cousin walk. And then when we come back, we can be ready to eat.
I guess.
You know what I mean.
So
you know.
Oh, you're going on a safety meeting. Yeah.
That's awesome, Cody.
Dude, I'm looking at the text messages. This one sounds amazing. They do the potato rumble. It's a tournament where we do brackets to see who makes the best potato dish. One year I won with my candied yams. Suck it, T&D.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound right. Suck it, Taryn and Danny, I think is what it means. Yeah. Last year my mom won with the waffle fries turkey sliders. Waffle fries for buns, turkey and cranberry sauce in between.
I want that so bad in my mouth.
Well, but lose the cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce with the turkey is pretty good.
I can't with you guys.
None of us can see eye to eye when it comes to food. Like, no. Thanksgiving is going to tear us apart. We need to get past Thanksgiving so we can like each other again.
Well, maybe.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Mr. Candied Yam, Steve Miggs?
Let's go.
368 wins he has, 126 losses, and 105 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.